Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gilead, writer, director and comedian, good morning. How are you this April Fool's morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, thank you for asking. So it's been, never mind the fact that it's April Fool, it's been a week of very, very strange discussions around comedy. What is funny? What is not funny? What are we, and how is this, is the incident that took place on Sunday night going to change the way comedians behave?
You know what? I think it might change the way comedians in Hollywood behave.
Okay.
I think this isn't a new question, Howard. It's not a new question. People are always asking, what can you say? What can't you say? And I think this is actually good evidence that it doesn't really matter what you say, because if you consider the nature of the joke, you know, I know it's layered, and I understand the politics behind black women's hair, for example, and I understand a lot of the layers of how what Chris Rock may have said.
Well, just to be clear, she doesn't have hair. Okay, I'm sorry. That was probably inappropriate.
Yes, I don't think you're helping.
No, I'm not. And luckily, there's no one in studio to slap me.
I was on a roll. I was explaining things, and therein, now it would be great if somebody in the studio could actually slap you.
Mukundi, just slap. Got it. Done. We can move on.
But I think, you know, even understanding all of those layers, I think it was a fairly tame joke, and so a man stood up, walked across the stage, and physically assaulted somebody. So I don't think that one can say, they're just something was so offensive and outrageous that it deserved such. I think Will Smith is having a moment of unhingedness, and I agree. It has much to do with Chris Rock, to be honest.
I think you're absolutely right. To me, and I was saying to listeners earlier, what concerned me even more than the slap was the aggression in his language, and when he vocalized, he was swearing. That to me was much more scary. I felt afraid during that time almost.
Yes. You know, I think what you'll notice if you watch these other videos is you'll see that Jada doesn't seem so moved by any of it. I think that she is very, I think Jada Pinkett Smith is an agent of chaos.
Absolutely.
I think she likes chaos. I do, because she didn't seem too put out by all of it. And I think, like, honestly, I read somewhere, one of the most sage things I've read about this whole thing is that, you know, we're making this very much about society, about violence, about men, about aggression, about all this stuff, when actually a good way to look at it is it's just a weird thing that happened between two very unusual people in an unusual place, which is Hollywood.
Absolutely right. It is interesting. What does concern me, and I wonder if you think about this as a comedian, as you go back probably to live performances, I hope, is do you think that some idiot is going to think it's funny when you say something or when another comedian says something on stage that is potentially offensive, which is pretty much your job, walk up onto stage to clap you?
You know what? I don't believe so. I think it's. I think that people who are crazy do crazy things, and so if you are in an unfortunate position to be in a room where somebody is having some kind of breakdown, you might get assaulted, but I don't think it's going to be because this happened.
Have you ever had an incident where you thought, "Oi, I'm just worried about that particular member of the audience"?
You know what? To be honest, it's usually a drunk woman. More specifically, Howard, it's usually a drunk white woman, and then
really?
I have to go.
That is so
and then I have
funny.
To use my white woman powers, to, you know, go toe to toe with that person and defeat them, which I'm quite good at. But honestly, I've never felt fear doing what I do. Maybe I don't say things that are offensive enough, but I do watch people who say a lot of so-called offensive things, and I've never felt like somebody was in danger, physical danger.
So what is too far? I made a joke yesterday that when we were speaking about Bruce Willis and his aphasia, which is obviously tremendously sad, but I said, look, I don't think the guy's had a speaking part in years, so I'm not even sure that anybody would notice. And apparently that was offensive, which I'm sure it was. But is there a line? Do we know what line is?
Any joke about a person or people is always going to be offensive at its heart, because it's the surprise that gets you to laugh. So you can't say something tame or something that doesn't surprise somebody and get a laugh. I'm not saying all comedy has to be offensive. I don't think most of my comedy, I don't think offends anyone in particular. But there is some hurt at the heart of comedy. You know, that's kind of what jokes are. And I think Yeah, I don't know that there's a line. I mean, there always is a line for someone, though. And you can't determine what that is. That's the thing. The person who is going to get hurt by the joke is the person who's going to determine what the line is. And your job as a comedian to figure out the line in a more generic sense, you know, in a more societal sense. Yes, there is a line. I know this is going to be offensive to someone, but honestly, you make a calculation as a comedian, how much offense am I causing and to how many people? And if the number is low enough, it's usually when you go for it.
What about a license? In other words, shouldn't comedians have a license to offend more than somebody else, knowing that this is their job?
I don't think it's a matter of a license, but I will say this. I mean, when you think about it, if you look at that situation that happened, somebody physically assaulted somebody, which isn't, like, I don't think that's legal. Let's put it that way, right? Mm. There are things you can say in society that are not, you know, you could get arrested for saying this. For example, if you're being racist, you know, somebody can't press charges against. So there is a line there. I mean, the law tells us sometimes what the line is.
I guess that is true.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I think you have to think about that. And also, it's a matter of intention. Are you intending to go out and offend somebody? And honestly, most of the time, 99% of the time, comedians' intention is never to hurt somebody.
We are unfortunately out of time, which is a real pity because it is a conversation that we certainly could spend more time on. Gilly Apter, writer, director and comedian, thank you for your thoughts.